Well, the UK is going into its third lockdown, which is expected to remain in place until at least mid-February, as concerns grow about a fast-spreading new strain of coronavirus. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the lockdown is unavoidable, with fears the country's health system will be unable to cope with the rise in cases. More than 75,000 people have now died of COVID-19 in the United Kingdom. For more, our Europe correspondent Nick Dole joined me earlier.
Well, Sally, just in the hours before the Prime Minister announced this third lockdown came a really stark warning from health authorities here. All of the chief medical officers here in the UK issued a joint statement saying that unless new restrictions were put in place, then basically the hospitals here were at very real risk of being overwhelmed within 21 days. And there's already real pressure on hospitals. We're seeing big lines of ambulances outside some hospitals. Other hospitals are moving patients to other parts of the country. So there's real pressure there already. Just overnight, we had another record, nearly 59,000 new cases recorded and more than 400 deaths as well. So really serious situation.
So tell us about what these restrictions will actually mean. What will this lockdown entail?
So about 80% of England is actually already under a lockdown, including where I am in London. So at the moment, we're already being told to stay at home unless you have a good reason. This lockdown announced by the Prime Minister really just extended it across England, and Scotland also announced its own lockdown. But I think there was sort of a symbolism that I think a lot of people watching the TV in this national address would have seen. It felt very much like we were going back to square one. It felt very much like the first wave, with the Prime Minister saying that this wasn't just a matter of trying to slow the spread of the virus or to get life back to normal. This was about trying to save the NHS from being overwhelmed. So, you know, people directly being told they must stay at home. It basically ends all, you know, socialising with people. You can meet just one other person in a park. All non-essential shops will be closed. Schools, crucially, won't return, even though just yesterday the Prime Minister was saying that parents should send their kids back to class. Universities won't return either. And clinically vulnerable people will also be told to shield, so essentially just to go inside for potentially months. So even though much of the country, much of England has been under a lockdown of sorts for several weeks, this is much more severe and much more across the board.
And Nick, what's been the public and political reaction to this lockdown announcement and Prime Minister Boris Johnson's handling of this pandemic?
Just in the last few days, in fact today, another poll came out saying that there was broad support for this lockdown. This is something that Boris Johnson had been trying to avoid, but throughout the pandemic, all of last year really, and in the last few days, he has been facing criticism that the decisions that he's taking are the right ones, but that they're coming too slow. So, for example, late last year, there were many doctors telling him that he shouldn't let people go and socialise during Christmas, but the Prime Minister said no, it would be completely inappropriate for the government to tell people not to socialise during Christmas. People will have their Christmas. And then at the last minute, he changed his mind and then basically called Christmas off. When you look at the way that the cases are rising, and some of the graphs are almost vertical when you look at the way that people are testing positive now, particularly in London. So there is a real fear that the health system in the next few weeks won't cope. And I think the Prime Minister, even though he wanted to avoid another full national lockdown, has decided that it's simply unavoidable.
That's our Europe correspondent, Nick Dole, in London.